Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Righty Zighty, Lefty Trendy.
Ooh.
You know, that is courtesy of someone whose name I didn't write down, but I will find it by the end of the show.
Wow, I love that song.
Isn't it a good one?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Anyways, I am Jack, that over there. Well, that's Miles.
Yep.
That was courtesy of Timothy Bruno, Tim Reinvented. So love the energy from Tim.
Okay.
It's a new Tim. It's a whole new Tim. We loved the old Tim, but we really love the new reinvented Tim.
Tim 2.0.
Miles, how are you?
Oh, you know, lovely, lovely. It's Friday.
What did you do with your day off from the NBA playoff last night?
I just sat quietly in a dark room, no lights on, sitting suspended animation.
I saw you were asking the internet for Switch game recommendations.
I know, and I didn't ask the Switch God himself.
The Switch God himself?
Jack O'Brien. Okay, I'm sorry. Switch God, what games are you fucking with?
What games am I not fucking with, Miles? that's the sort of helpful answer you get from me when it comes to video games.
So consistent.
I watched The Witch.
What's that?
That's the first movie, or I don't know if it's the first movie, but it's the first one I had heard of from the guy who made The Lighthouse and The Northmen.
Oh, got it.
Robert Eggers. Yeah, it was really good. His movies are fun because they just really underline how weird history was.
Right.
Like, obviously, there's some magical shit happening. I'm not saying that was necessarily happening in history, but the values, very strange.
Right.
In colonial Puritan America.
It's like I just have to tell it like it was, and it's gonna freak people out.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's get to the big news, which is the question on everyone's mind. Question: did Rihanna and ASAP did they get married? Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
Interesting.
That's a question
because
that somebody put on our trending doc.
I mean, they have there's a music video. They got married in the video. So I mean, did they? Did they not? But I feel like, you know, again, obviously they're just messing with the fans because that's where they're headed. Mm-hmm. The beautiful life ahead of them.
Rocky released his long-awaited video for Hit DMB. So he has a Dave Matthews Band themed song.
Yeah.
First of all, I like a good ASAP Rocky track. And mm-hmm. second of all, I love DMB. I'm a fire dancer over here myself. So I think I might go to like-minded.
No joke. I think I need to see it. I've never seen a Dave Matthews.
You've never seen a Dave show?
Never seen a Dave Matthews show.
I have never seen a Dave show not incoherently drunk. So I might have to go with you and see what that experience is like.
Have you seen that movie Just Go With It? The Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler rom-com from like 2011?
No.
The most bizarre cameo from Dave Matthews where him and Nicole Kidman are a couple.
Oh, do they have a little baby?
No, he's like, he plays this like rich asshole in it.
Really?
And it's kind of amazing. I was like, yo, what the fuck is Dave Matthews doing? The visual of Dave Matthews and Nicole Kidman is already kind of a interesting thing. So anyway, The Witch though, sounds cool. Rihanna and ASAP, maybe they're married. I don't know where we took that trend, but we took it there.
Yeah, yeah. Also trending, Goodwill. This is the type of story that the media likes to put out there every once in a while because it's like a fun, get-rich-quick like story that gives us hope. It's the equivalent of the lottery for New York Times readers. Front page New York Times story, Roman bust was sold at a Goodwill for $34.99.
A legit Roman bust?
Laura Young was browsing through a Goodwill store in Austin, Texas in 2018 when she found a bust for sale. It was resting on the floor under a table and had a yellow price tag slapped on its cheek. $34.99. She bought it. Flash forward. Dissolve 2. It is a real Roman bust. She named it Dennis Reynolds after a character from the comedy series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And like that vain and narcissistic cad, the marble bust was a very difficult, cold, aloof, emotionless man that caused some problems for me.
Wow. Okay. Why is it written like this?
Because it's the New York Times and it's like the New York Times feeling themselves, you know?
So how much is it? How much is that shit worth?
I don't think they even put a price tag. I don't know if you can put a price tag on history, Miles. I don't know if you can put a price tag on.
No. They don't get, they're, you're like, right. They're writing it.
That should be in the headline.
They're writing it for the fucking New York Times audience. Any other person says, yo, I bought this shit at Goodwill. They're like, well, how much did you make? How much was it worth? How much did you make from their mistake? That's like, it's using that energy of a headline like that. And then being like, oh, and I mean, like that vain and narcissistic cad, the 52, like what?
Has caused quite a. In exchange, she will receive only a small finder's fee, which she declined to disclose.
From who?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
It's very frustrating, though, that they treat that like it's she found a piece of history and is like, oh, I just want to put it right back in the right hands. I guess it's, I don't know. If it was any other nation, maybe, but the fact that it was Rome.
Rome, it's not like you're looking at people now who are like, I'm as a Roman,
right?
As a Roman, okay, I take offense to this. I don't know, whatever. It's history. Look, we have a history of stealing history, so whatever. It was at Goodwill. Like, it's not like you pulled up with your military and blew it out the wall and took it home with you.
Anyway,
oh wow, Brian said it's Nazi loot.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's how it got out of
shit. Been missing from Germany since World War II. What a fucking interesting journey that thing has taken all the way to that Goodwill in Austin.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting story, but I agree that it is funny that the New York Times wouldn't be like, now she made like $1.5 million.
Yeah. Wait, then this same lady, she told the art newspaper she once bought a Chinese painting at Goodwill and sold it to Christie's for $63,000.
Oh, so she's just a talented art forger.
Yeah, she Indiana Jones of the Goodwill.
She's a forging. She's Could a you, forger.
Oh my God, that's the story here? She's like, she's a master forger.
That's always how this shit starts out. Like, there was this, did you see that Netflix documentary about the, like, Utah guy who, like, kept finding all the original documents?
Yes.
From, like, the early days.
And then he got bombed. He got the car bombed.
And then he got bombed, and then, like, somebody else got bombed, and then it turned out, like, he was faking it all. He was just a good document forger, like, a above-average document forger.
Right.
And, like, his web of lies just came tumbling down upon him. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's all. All I'm saying is I'm just saying.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, though, that's who we want to talk about.
Brave.
He is penning a song with Andrew Lloyd Webber for the Queen's Jubilee, the 75th anniversary of Queen Elizabeth taking...
I like the disrespect. Just in the Jubilee.
Jubilee. Well, that's how it was spelled in one of the British pubs that I saw.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, pardon me. It's a jubilee.
Jubilee. Lin-Manuel.
She will attend.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. This is your 75th anniversary jubilee doesn't come around very often.
Yeah. So. To be chief emperor, chief emperor executive. What is that? Yeah. Chief emperor officer, CEO, when you become the head of the monarchy in Britain.
Like, so Lin-Manuel Miranda performing a song for the Queen at this time in history is like, I don't know. I feel like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Banksy, these people who are like from such a specific time in history that isn't that long ago, but might as well be decades ago. He's really just like, yep, that's who I am. I own it. And I love the Queen.
Why not?
I don't know. I heard Tick, Tick, Boom is good, but what the fuck is this dude doing?
I love the Queen. I love empires. I think there's something so romantic about imperialism. And I just yearn for that. But yeah. I don't know. I think he's just like anybody. He found his lane. And that's a very lucrative fucking lane. And he's like, I don't know. They act like I'm the only motherfucker who could write a song right now.
Yeah.
So, go on. He will secure all bags that are.
I might not be able to listen to this. It might kill me to hear, like, the song about
and
how.
And then you were Elizabeth riding on your horse. Like, she wore boots and drove a Range Rover.
I mean, and then like some good rhymes thrown in there that are like.
Oh, right. Because don't forget, this is the Platinum Jubilee. So I hope y'all ready for that Platinum Jubilee. That really feels like something that would have been on like an old club flyer, like in the aughts. They're like, come out to Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee.
Yeah.
$10 at the door. Ladies get in free before 9.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and 9/11. People are talking 9/11.
Yeah,
which was the first name for our podcast. But
talking 9/11, yeah.
Focus group very poorly.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, it's trending because there's new, I guess, information. You know, the hijackers in 9/11 were Saudi Arabian, and a lot of people are like, what's our relationship with Saudi Arabia? And I guess there's like new FBI documents, like new declassified FBI documents that this man, Omar al-Bayoumi, was being paid by Saudi intelligence. And then he met two of the 9/11 hijackers before the attack. And so like, what's going on? But I mean, like, come on, y'all. We knew this.
Right.
Like, also, what is this going to do? The U.S. is going to be like, all right, now we're going to roll our sleeves up and reassess our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's just funny that I don't mean to say it's funny. It's hilarious when you think about the millions of people who died from countries that didn't literally had nothing to do with 9/11.
Right.
That U.S. decided to go to a vaguely defined war with. And yeah, it was all just, they knew what they wanted before 9/11 happened. It just gave them an excuse.
Pretext.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like this in American history ever.
Yeah. Hey, Pompeo.
Hey,
it's your Pompeo. Boy. he's talking shit about Dr. Oz because he endorsed his competitor, David McCormick.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is interesting because it does feel like Pompeo. What's his name? George? Mike?
Fuck it. I like George. Yeah. It's Mike, but fuck. Yeah. Fuck you, George Pompeo.
So George Pompeo thinks he's like, it feels like he thinks he's got more cachet than he really does. So he's like, you know, people Trump are like, who knows? Will Trump run? Maybe it'll be Pompeo. And it's like, okay. Yeah. He seems like he's.
I mean, that's definitely. That's you puffing your chest out a little bit more, Michael.
Yeah.
You know, because
I think
clearly
this is a weather balloon.
We all know Oz is Trump's pick. And now you're coming out with like this thing is like he might have connections to the Turkish government. You're like, wow, you're really coming full Mike Pompeo in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I'm curious to see now what the back and forth is going to be, because now we have Trump versus Pompeo in a primary. But I guess this is how everybody's probably trying to test Trump's gangster.
When Trump endorsed Dr. Oz, it was immediately on the far right. Like, this is the end of Trump. Like, somebody needs to test him on this. So this is Pompeo saying, I oblige. to fucking Ben Shapiro or whoever the fuck, Breitbart. Like, do people over there like Mike Pompeo? Like, he seems like he's just reliably authoritarian.
But the embassy in Jerusalem, that was a big deal for like all the right wingers, and especially if you're into that like end of the world shit, like he is.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that wasn't insignificant for them.
Could he the like George H.W. Bush to Trump's Reagan, like the actual just like hardcore string puller behind the scenes who like comes through? And
I mean, he's not pulling strings quite like he's not CIA'd up like that. But
yeah, for some reason, I thought he was like behind the scenes had killed more people than your average politician.
He was running the CIA for a second and then went to the State Department to be Secretary of State.
Oh, he was running the CIA.
Yeah, but I mean, not like in that way, like where George H. like old Bush, you're like, this guy's like the Forrest Gump of fuckery.
Well, George H.W. Bush, like when he got the CIA head position, everyone's like, what? Like that dude is just, he has no connection to the CIA. And then you have to like dig through the archives to realize he probably killed JFK for the CIA. but like his name was not mentioned except for like on one phone call where they were like, well, the CIA has George Bush out of Texas down there in Dallas. So we should be good. But like his connection to the CIA was mostly hidden. So I don't know. I just feel like anybody who suddenly is running the CIA is probably has done some dirt, but
I mean, you're not having anything to do with the CIA, and you're like, oh no, I was really into crafts and like just regional cultural crafts and like folkloric art pieces. I don't know. I guess maybe that's me trying to be like, I don't want to think of Mike Pompeo like that. I want him to immediately just fade into the back.
Yeah, no, I think he might have a dark future. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I mean, and again, anyone's future is all predicated on how Trump nominates himself, how he announces it, if anyone's going to test the waters again against him.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, this will be interesting to see if David McCormick is able to take Oz down.
But then what? Like, you know, like him versus, I just don't know if someone's going to be like, okay, I'll fuck it. I'll swing on this dude, Trump.
Like, right.
I'll do it in public in front of everybody. I don't care if we're both Republicans. Like that's the real first test.
Yeah. The main thing we want to see, we want this to embolden him so that he,
right. And then are you going to get absolutely rinsed by Trump's mouth?
Like, that's what I would hope, but then,
or is he going to knock? I don't know. That's why we have to see.
Is Trump like the more, the less dangerous, like between Trump and Pompeo? Like, I feel like Pompeo could be, oh, what a fun game we have to play here.
Like even the thought of trying to split reality in two and then like game out both, I'm like, I don't want to. It's Friday.
Yeah. Anyways, and finally, we have some good news. I think you should leave. Season 3 is apparently coming our way.
Right when most of us are saying, I don't even want to be around right now. Please.
Amazingly, that is the line from season 2 that really stuck with me and comes up the most often.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Yeah.
I think everybody has that. I think that embodied so much of how many people felt contending with the pandemic and just life in general. But season 3, man, I love to see it. Long may it last. Long may it last.
As we always say, Netflix, you know, can't miss. Just always on it.
Well,
you know, the thing I like, Netflix is a joke. they're funny.
You got that right.
I like it because I think they did it. They started with a Jerry Seinfeld special. And I like a Jerry Seinfeld special latter years. He's my favorite stand-up comedian.
The Chris Paul of stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
Better with age. Better with age.
I just like to see him drive around in cars and talk about how the other rich people in the car should buy nicer stuff.
Exactly. And YouTube's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this May the 6th, Friday. It's Friday. It's the last episode of the week.
Yeah.
We did it. We made it through another one. We are back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Find a way to contribute to women's reproductive rights. And yep. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.